It's been 24 years since The Who put out their last new album. Now, the British rock band, or at least its surviving members, are releasing a CD. I hope I die before I get old. Guitarist and songwriter Pete Townsend and lead singer Roger Daltrey have put together an album called Endless Wire. Music critic Christian Bortle has a review.
The cliche about rock and roll is that it's all driven by the rebellious energy of angry young boys. But if ever there was a rock band that really lived that cliche, it was The Who. Forty years ago, The Who raised the bar on rock and roll bad behavior. They were the first to smash and blow up their instruments on stage, first to destroy their hotel rooms, first to create the Marshall stacks of amps that made them the loudest rock band in the world.
Wake up and hear the music. Wake up and hear what people say.
Wild Man drummer Keith Moon OD'd in 1978. Bass player John Entwistle died of a heart attack in a Vegas hotel on the eve of yet another comeback tour in 2002. But now, almost a quarter of a century since their last album, Roger Daltrey is once again singing new songs written by Pete Townsend. In fact, in the liner notes, Daltrey writes, "Just like Olivier and Gielgud strove to connect the audience with Shakespeare, I strive to connect the listener with the soul of Pete Townsend's music." Well, the results, like most Who records, are uneven. The new album has plenty of recognizable, updated Who moments. These synth sounds, for example. Sound familiar? They're reconstituted from the 1971 Who hit, Baba O'Reilly, for use on the opening track called Fragments. Townsend is famous for his rock operas like Tommy and Quadrophenia, and the second half of the new CD is devoted to a new mini rock opera called Wire and Glass. It's based on a nostalgic novel he wrote about an aging 60s rock and roller in a sanatorium watching some young kids form a band and put out their first hit song.
We got our folks to-
There's a DVD of a recent live show included with the first release of this Who record. Daltrey and Townsend are now in their early 60s, and watching them soldier through classic hits like I Can't Explain and Won't Get Fooled Again makes me feel both fascinated and a little queasy. It's impossible not to measure the old Who against the old Who. Daltrey sometimes looks like he's about to have an aneurysm trying to reach the high notes, and Townsend's windmill's not quite as windmilly. The wild animal bombast of the band's youth is gone. What you're left with is Townsend's writing, which, though it still has its occasional hard rock bite, is now laced with more acoustic guitars and introspection. But it's his unique flashes of brilliance that are the one dependable element still remaining of the amazing band called The Who.
The Who's latest CD is called Endless Wire. Music critic Christian Bortle comes to us through member station KCRW in Los Angeles, and you can hear entire songs from the new Who album at our website, npr.org.